You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Over in Minnesota, they say they're the hockey state. Well, don't tell Jacob Lassner.
Here's Fortescue at the point. Takes a shot. Tipped in front. Save. Rebound in front of the slot. Clear away. Score! It's happening. It's happening. BC's going to the final four. Let's go!
So Lassner is a junior at Boston College, and that is his campus radio call of BC's walk-off win against Quinnipiac in men's ice hockey. Now, with that win, the Eagles won a trip to the vaunted Frozen Four. So that's where four teams play for the chance to face off in the National College Hockey Championship. Boston College is playing in the Frozen Four tonight in Minnesota. And here's the thing, so is Boston University. About 3 hours earlier, Minnesota will not be making an appearance. There is so much that is fun in this thing that is ironic. Plus, there's a lot of history, so we couldn't wait to tell you about it. And we've got two guests to help us. They're both in St. Paul for the Final Four. Andrew Mahoney covers college hockey for the Boston Globe, and Mike Eruzioni is a former BU hockey star, no doubt who he is rooting for. You might know him from his game-winning goal in the 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic match between the United States and the USSR. Andrew, welcome back.
Well, thank you for having me.
And Mike Eruzioni, welcome back to you.
No, thank you.
And I just want to say three of the teams playing are BC, BU, and Michigan. I went to Michigan. I taught at BC. I have a kid at BU, so I am in no way disinterested here. I just want to kind of lay that out. So, Mike Eruzioni, let's get this out of the way. You are totally rooting for BU, yes?
Absolutely. Not only did I play there, I worked there. So, yes, I'm absolutely rooting for BU.
And, Andrew, is there a favorite right now? BC is number one in the country. BU is ranked number two. Often in tournaments there are, you know, sort of upsets, et cetera. Who is the favorite to win this whole thing right now?
Boy, that's a good question. I mean, as you mentioned, BC's the number one team, but this is their first Frozen Four in 8 years. The other three teams have all been in there within the last 2 years. BU was in it just last year. Denver won the title 2 years ago. And Michigan's making their third straight trip to the Frozen Four. So there's a little bit of a lack of experience on BC's side. And, you know, whether that's a determining factor, you know, we'll find out, I guess.
So the way these tournaments work in a Final Four, often you'll have the number one and the number four play each other, and then the number two and number three. So BC and Michigan are going to play each other. BU and Denver are going to play each other. Mike Eruzioni, the last time that Boston University and Boston College faced off in an NCAA championship, Boston University won. It was 1978. I just learned today that they won a championship the year before you played there and the year after you played there, but not while you played there.
Before I came to Boston, well, the year before I came to Boston University, they had won back-to-back national championships. I go to Boston University. We go to four Final Fours, Frozen Fours they're called now, and didn't win. And I graduated, and with O'Callaghan and Silk and Craig, that the next year they won it. So I tell people, I guess I wasn't that good of a player. So to get here is difficult already. In my case, I guess to go four straight years, or BU in that case went, I think, seven straight years to the Final Four is pretty impressive of the kind of program we have. But I think it's great to see the schools here. It's clearly great for Hockey East and clearly great for the city of Boston to have possibly those two teams meet tomorrow night.
So, Andrew Mahoney, I got a chuckle out of the fact that there is a banner in the arena where the teams are playing in Minnesota that sort of declares Minnesota to be the hockey state. And, you know, from a trash-talking standpoint, you've got two Boston teams, no Minnesota teams in the Final Four here, and you've got two Boston teams playing, although I'll also note that the other two teams playing, Denver and Michigan, have actually won more championships than either BC or BU. But is it really remarkable to have two East Coast, two Boston teams playing in a Final Four like this? Minnesota has been fairly dominant, yes?
Yeah, I think so, just because of the turnaround, where it was the exact opposite 2 years ago, where neither one of the Boston teams even made the NCAA tournament, and Minnesota and Minnesota State made it to the Frozen Four, which was held at TD Garden. And that was just a tough feeling, I think, for a lot of hockey folks around here. They definitely enjoyed watching the Frozen Four, but it just seemed unfathomable that none of the teams could break through. So it's kind of a fun flipping of the script here.
And you've got a couple of young players. So listen, almost every sport has some big award that sort of tries to say, listen, these couple of players are sort of the best. Many people may have heard of the Heisman. That's the big one in college football. There are a couple of players on these two teams who are Hobey Baker Award finalists, which is, you know, hockey's sort of Heisman. Tell us about these couple of players, Andrew.
Well, they have they're both phenomenal players. Macklin Celebrini is the youngest player in hockey right now. He's so young, he isn't even eligible for the draft yet. He will be in June. He turns 18 in June, and 2 weeks later is when the draft is. So he's got an outstanding future ahead of him. He's a really exciting player. And then for BC, you have Cutter Gauthier. He's a sophomore. He's the ripe old age of 20. He just turned 20 a few months ago. And he's just a tremendous player, too. He's leads the nation in goals. And they're both just really a lot of fun to watch. It's been great to have them playing in Boston.
So, Mike Arruzzioni, in some sports, you see these great college players, right? And across men's and women's sports, maybe they then are great in the pros, maybe they're not. I know less about hockey. When you see two young stars like this, is it the same thing? Yes, they are potential for the pros. They'll probably go to the pros. But who knows if they'll be great in the pros? Or is it different in hockey, Mike Arruzzioni?
Well, you know, I think it's probably up to the athlete and how they continue to develop. And if you look at Gauthier and if you look at Macklin Celebrini, they're both on the high end of the game. Both have incredible potential to be, I'm not going to say great NHL players because that's hard to be, but I think they're going to both be very, very good hockey players. I think Celebrini, at his age, I mean, you think about it, 17 years old. I help out at my high school in Winthrop. We had three players on our high school team that were older than Macklin. You don't get to see a 17-year-old play the way this kid does. He's just one of those special talents, and I think his upside is going to be incredible. I think he's going to be a really good NHL player. And then, you know, it all depends on, you know, what team you go to, what kind of players you surround yourself with. I mean, you know, one thing about hockey, one player can't dominate a game if he doesn't have players that can play with them. And I think clearly when these guys get to that next level, they'll surround them, other teams, hopefully surround them with the talent that can showcase their skills.
All right, so let's have fun with one other little rivalry. This is actually between Boston College and Michigan, and it's the battle of the song Mr. Brightside, the 2003 killer song. Both schools for years have sung the song during games, claim they did it first. Here's Michigan's rendition at a hockey game last year. All right, let's take that down. Here's BC's at a hockey game this year with the school-specific twist that the backtrack cuts out during the bridge, leaving the crowd to sing alone. So, Andrew, in the pantheon of things that don't matter but are fun, right, the other kinds of rivalries you might pay attention to, or is this like the big one in the stands for the Final Four?
That's interesting. I knew about BC's. I don't know how it works at a neutral site, though. I know when you see BC do this at Conti Forum, it's really cool because what they also do is they incorporate sort of like a light show while they're doing it. They don't do it during the actual game. They wait for the intermission between like the second and third period so they can flicker with the lights. They'll hand, they've now put an app on the phone that you can download and your phone will go to the song with it too. So it's pretty cool. But no, other than that, I mean, I think you're just looking forward to seeing the hoopla, the four bands that you see around. I think Denver doesn't have a band, but the other three programs will have their bands and they'll have red carpet arrival.
All right.
It'll be really cool.
And Mike Arruzzioni, I have 1 second for this. Is BU going to take it all?
I don't see why not.
All right.
I think it's going to be a great weekend, and you know the best team is going to win. We'll see what happens.
All right, Mike Arruzzioni, Team USA hero, BU employee, as he points out, and Andrew Mahoney of the Boston Globe. Thanks to both of you for joining us. Again, good luck to both Boston teams.
All right. Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you.
And that's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. I'm Tiziana Deering on behalf of both teams. Look on the bright side, and we'll see you again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.